Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Messianic Psalms are truly inspirational. They were written centuries before Jesus was born, and yet they point to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This is true in Psalm 45. First, the author may have been referring to a purely human king in Israel, and yet he was also prophesying regarding the perfect Lamb of God, who would one day be exalted in heaven's courts. How else could he speak of a king whose throne would be forever and ever? Notice some of the statements here in Psalm 45.
You are the most handsome of men. Grace flows from your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Your throne, God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of justice. Listen, daughter, pay attention and consider. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Bow down to him, for he is your Lord. I will cause your name to be remembered for all generations. Therefore, the peoples will praise you forever and ever.
In Ephesians, the Apostle Paul illustrated the church with a wife who submits to her husband. And he also used a godly husband to illustrate Christ, who loved the church and laid down his life for us. And the Apostle John used the same word picture when he referred to the church as the perfect bride who is presented to Christ after being removed from this world. So let's remember this principle to live by. As those who are identified as the bride of Jesus Christ, we should be preparing ourselves spiritually for the glorious wedding supper of the Lamb, who is also King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos. As Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles, go to BiblePrinciples.org.